Jackal's Revenge by Ian Gale. Read by Stephen Thorne.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Dawn rose over the pass of Thermopylae, as it had since the beginning of time, as it had on that day 2,000 years ago, when Leonidas's Spartans had died to the last man, holding this great natural strong point against the invading Persian hordes. This morning, though, something was different, for with the dawn came a new sound on the air, drowning out the bees and the birdsong and shattering the peace of an Attic morning. It was a high-pitched whine, descending earthwards out of the sky, the sound of modern war, the clarion call of a new and terrible barbarism which had laid claim to the civilized world. Captain Peter Lamb heard the sound and looked up in alarm. He knew it only too well, had become familiar with it in the fields and on the roads of France less than a year ago, and it made his blood run cold. Without a second glance, he yelled across the pass to where his men were sitting, pulling through their guns. They'd been on stand to all night, waiting for the German attack that was sure to come. Their faces were drawn with exhaustion, but for all their fatigue, they had already heard the sound. The younger men, the new recruits and replacements, were still looking skywards, not certain what they heard, although it was not new to them. The old hands, though, were already on their feet as the words left Lamb's lips.